Welcome to Alaskwatch, the show all about Bigfoot and the great state of Alaska. I'm your host, Beans Baxter. So lace up your boots, zip up your coat, and come with me on an adventure as we explore all things cryptid in the last frontier. Hey guys, what's going on? Beans Baxter here with you, the Alaskwatch podcast. You probably know that already if you're watching this. Fresh back from vacation back to Alaska, where it's still a little cold and a little wintry. Warmer temperatures than we have had. We got way down in the single digits there for a little bit. Maybe a few nights where it got in the negatives. And now we're starting to break into the mid-20s, supposed to be up in the 30s this week. Probably going to see some breakup happening, some stuff melting and clearing up. But, you know, it's pretty early into March here, and it seems like we always get one last big dump at the end of, or in March, where we get like a foot or two of snow in one sitting. So I'm not counting my spring breakups before they hatch. Happens every year. We've already had like a little false spring where we had some warmer weather and some things melted. It was good for the roads. The roads like cleared up, but now we're back into it. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Had a nice respite. I got to go down to Mexico and chill out with some relatives that live down there. And just kind of take it in. Great little community down there. A lot of expats down there, and a lot of great restaurants, and all the beaches are free. And yeah, it's a really cool place. Definitely would go back if I get the opportunity. No plans in the near future, so we'll see how that goes. I had a good time and definitely would return. I've always been a little sketch about traveling outside the country. I don't really like going places where I don't know necessarily what my rights are or what, you know, what the consequences to my actions are. You know, it was had a good time. I enjoyed myself and would definitely go back again. The weather was amazing. And, you know, I went down there completely in vacation mode, no thoughts of cryptids or anything like that. And, we went on a little hike and into this, Canyon de la Zorra, which is Canyon of the Fox. It's a pretty, I wouldn't say popular, but it's known. You know, if you look it up on Google Maps, people have definitely been there and taken a lot of pictures. And, we went past that up into the mountains a little bit, and we found this little oasis with a pool, and there was a dead deer in it. And I pointed it out to everybody. It was weird because it was a buck. It was a male deer, and it was floating like ass up in this pool. And I told everybody about it. I was like, hey, look over there. There's a dead deer. The guide was like, wow, that's kind of strange. So he went and actually pulled the deer out of the water to look at it, see if he could find a cause of death. Couldn't find anything. He said, you know, he's like, I'm going to go see if it's been shot. And apparently there wasn't a mark on it, which was very strange. It looked like a very big, strong buck. Weird. We couldn't figure out what had happened to it. It was just drowned in the water. And the guide told the story about how about 10 years ago, he had been walking along in the mountains and found another deer in a body of water, but it had been completely skinned, basically from like the nose down to the hooves. The hide was completely gone, but none of the meat was taken, nothing like that. And again, he couldn't tell what the cause of death was, and he said that was very strange. And it was still very fresh, he said, when he found it. It was still very still bleeding and moist when he found it. So, yeah, that was a strange, a little strange part of the trip. I ended up I ended up thinking like, well, man, you know, I need to document some of this. So I took some pictures, got some video. If you head over to the Alaskwatch YouTube channel, you can see the video I did on it and see pictures of the deer and how it was found, and then a picture when the guide pulled it out of the water. Very strange. And then I interviewed the guide, and he told me a little bit about some of the local legends. Apparently there's a creature there they call Machuto. I'm not sure how it's spelled. And it's kind of like, I guess, their version of Bigfoot, but I guess he lives in the water, and he will pull people down into the water that are diving and looking for treasure, I guess, in the Sea of Cortez there. And I tried to look that up. I was like, well, maybe, you know, I can read some more about this. And again, like, I don't know how it's spelled, so maybe I'm just not spelling it right. But I couldn't find anything about it. So I don't know. And whenever that happens, I'm always like, am I the first person to like hear about it? Like, am I like breaking news? Like, here's a new cryptid that nobody knew about, just the locals down there. Or am I just spelling it wrong and I can't freaking find it? So yeah, that was a cool experience. Again, no thoughts of cryptid or anything like that on my mind. Just walked down there and kind of stumbled into it. It's one of those things, like, I try to get out and they drag me back in, you know. I'm just walking through the desert there trying to have a nice hike, and all of a sudden, you know, boom, mysterious dead deers in the water. So, yeah, that was cool. Check that video out. Again, it's mostly slides and photos of our little hike there. Like I said, I wasn't in content mode. I wasn't thinking like, oh, I'm going to make a video about this. I was just enjoying my hike, and then all of a sudden, boom, you know, strange dead deer. Yeah, that was an interesting experience. Definitely weird stuff. It reminded me, like, the terrain there reminded me very much of like maybe the American Southwest, where you would find a skinwalker or something. So I don't know, maybe it was some kind of a skinwalker, or maybe the deer just fell into the water and drowned. I don't know. Maybe the water was poisoned and he drank too much. I don't know. I hope not, because I think people were swimming in that water a little bit later, or down the river there. So I've got the dogs in the studio with me today. If you hear some snorting and snoring, trying to get this out this week. And I've got something special planned for next week. I'll talk about it a little bit later at the end of this episode. But today I wanted to talk about something. It just happened here a couple days ago, and I was they got me. Okay, they got me. Remember a few months ago I put out a episode about AI and how pretty soon we're not going to be able to trust any photographs of Bigfoot or anything like that that comes out. And it's getting to the point, I think, where it's morphing into video now, where now you can make like videos that are AI generated. And I was saying in that episode, I was like, it's coming, guys. Like, it's just going to get worse. Like, it's to the point where you're not going to be able to trust any photograph that you see on social media depicting a Bigfoot. And, you know, since that episode come out, there's been a few pictures on social media that were AI generated that people were trying to say were legit or were real. And for the most part, I think people have maintained a pretty level head when it comes to that kind of stuff. I see them get posted, and then almost immediately there's somebody in the comments like, this is AI. This is obviously AI. So, you know, kudos to the community for those of you that are speaking out against that kind of stuff when you see it. But in circumstances that I could not have foreseen, I got. They got me. I got fooled by AI. And it wasn't a cryptid photograph. It wasn't a photograph of Bigfoot. It had nothing to do with cryptozoology or Alaska or Bigfoot or anything like that. And what had happened was, I'm scrolling through social media one day, and I see that they're starting to film the new Superman movie. Those of you that know me at all, or know me in any familiar sense know that I am a big fan of comic books, comic book movies, and just superheroes in general. As you can see back there behind me, if you're watching a video of this, there's a Batman back there behind me. And next to Batman there on the shelf is a collection of graphic novels and other assorted comic books and stories. So I am a fan of the genre, to say the least. And those of you that are familiar, DC Comics, that's the Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman company, not the Spider-Man, Captain America, Iron Man company. There's two different, basically there's two, kind of like Microsoft and Apple, there's two main companies that produce comic books. There's others, but the big dogs, the big ones, at least in my time, back in my day, were DC and Marvel. And I haven't been super impressed with the Marvel movies lately. They have not, I think they're going for quantity over quality. I mean, you can see there's a decline in the stories. And I've got to the point where I don't even think I've watched, I don't even know what the last Marvel movie I went to see in the theaters was. And super disappointed. Loved, like, they had some great, they had Iron Man, the Avengers, all the Captain America movies were great. And then Doctor Strange, the Spider-Man movies, for the most part, were all really good. Some problems here and there. And I was a little disappointed with the recent slew of Marvel movies. But as you know, Batman is probably one of my favorite characters, so I always kind of gravitate toward the DC stuff just because Batman's in that universe. But I wasn't a huge fan of the DC cinematic universe. There was, you know, I felt like maybe Zack Snyder's take on Man of Steel and Batman and Superman versus Batman, while it was visually really cool, felt it was a little too, almost too dark. Loved the Batman with Robert Pattinson. I thought that was amazing. Probably the best Batman movie ever. I don't know. The Dark Knight's right there. Anyway, for those of you that don't know, they're completely like rebooting, I guess, the DC universe. They're going to start all over again. They got rid of Henry Cavill and Ben Affleck and I guess Gal Gadot, and they're starting all over. And the other day, James Gunn, who's the new head of the DC universe, I know everybody's like, what the hell has this got to do with anything? It's getting there. James Gunn, who's the head of the new DC movie universe, he posted a picture with the cast of the new Superman movie they're getting ready to make. And then shortly after, he posted a picture of just a small portion of the new Superman costume that the new actor's going to wear. And it's a just the logo, the Superman, the S logo, which I've always been a fan of. That is a Kryptonian symbol. It's not a literal S. Like, he got the name Superman because people saw the Kryptonian symbol on his chest, thought it looked like an S, called him Superman, but it's actually part of the Kryptonian alphabet, and it's like his family crest or something like that. Anyway, James Gunn posts a picture. If you're familiar with Alex Ross, he's a amazing artist. He paints comic book characters. He does some amazing paintings. And he painted a series called Kingdom Come. And in that, it took place in the future. And the Superman in that story has a stylized type S on his chest. It's kind of a minimalist type S. And apparently that's the S, that's the symbol that James Gunn is going for with his Superman. So, you know, I don't have any strong feelings on it one way or the other. It's pretty cool. And not a couple of days after that photo came out of just the photo of the chest symbol and a little bit of the uniform, A couple days after that, a picture dropped on, I think I, the first place I saw it was X. And it was of the new actor in a Superman suit, in the suit. And they're like, look, here's pictures of the new Superman suit. And I'm going to throw it up here real quick so you can see it. All right. So for those of you listening along, I'm going to describe it as best I can. It's just basically, it looks like the new actor. I think his name is David Cornsweet. I'm not super familiar with him. I do know he's been like working out, getting in shape. And it's a photo of him standing in a Superman costume. It's kind of a lighter blue than like the Henry Cavill Superman suit. And he's got the right chest emblem. It's the Kingdom Come type Superman S. The suit's, like I said, it's a little bit lighter blue. He's got a shorter cape. It only comes down to about his knees. You can see kind of the red boots. And the big thing for me, the big draw for me, was the red shorts. So this uniform, unlike the Henry Cavill Superman suit, has like red underwear with the yellow belt. I'm not a big fan of that. Even, you know, I don't think that, you know, superheroes really need to wear their underwear on the outside of their pants. If they explained it away in the movie, like, well, this is what that means, or this is why those are there, yeah, okay, maybe I can get it. But I saw that and I was like, you know, I'm not really a fan of that. Some other people were chiming in saying they loved it. It looks good. You know, I was okay with it, but I was just like, I wouldn't have done that. I would have probably left it out. But then again, you know, you're kind of left with just a blue bodysuit and it's kind of plain. So I feel like maybe they should have left the belt and dropped the shorts. But anyway, I saw that, saw it had the correct logo on it, and was basically like, oh, okay, yeah, okay. They're going a different direction. They're going a little bit more true to the comics. There it is. So I was like, whatever. Hey, you know, that's cool. I was a little surprised that this dropped. The photo, if you can tell, if you see it, it's got watermarks all over it with an account name on it. I think it says Shades of Alchemy. I'm not super familiar with them. I don't know who they are. In the background, it kind of looks like maybe it's a half-built set, or there's like a wooden wall next to like a concrete wall, and maybe like a window behind Superman there. And then there's a couple of guys standing, one to the left, one to the right, and they're taking photos. It looks like they're taking photos of Superman. Although the guy on the left, you can't really see what he's holding. It looks like he's holding the camera up to his face, but there's nothing there. Honestly, when I saw that, I assumed that, okay, this is a movie theater or a movie set. He probably has some device that's like measuring the light or something. Like, I didn't think this guy had a camera. I'm thinking like, okay, he's probably holding some kind of, I don't know what they're called, a photometer or something like that, that is measuring the amount of light to make sure the scene's lighted correctly. Or he's just doing the, like this, you know, he's putting his fingers up to see how it's going to look through the camera lens. I mean, I don't know. I just assumed. And, you know, I saw the picture and was like, oh, okay, there's the new suit. You know, I probably would have went without the red underwear, but otherwise I think it looks really good. He looks like super in shape. He looks like he's gained a lot of muscle. He looks like Superman. He's got the spit curl. I mean, it's just, it's Superman. I'm eager to see what James Gunn is going to do with it. And I immediately snagged the picture, saved it, sent it to a couple of my friends that I discussed comic book stuff with. And, you know, basically that was the end of it. A couple days later, I am watching some commentators, some people that talk about comic book stuff. And lo and behold, it comes out. Somehow I missed, because I follow James Gunn on most social medias. Somehow it comes out, this photo is fake. It's AI generated. And, excuse me, James Gunn is basically saying, like, he says, like, how could anybody believe this is real? Like, okay, the guy on the left here, he's not even holding anything in his hands. the guy on the right here, it's like his pants are on backwards. Like it's like he's wearing sweatpants or something, and his drawstring isn't like in the back. And it just doesn't look like there's no, the camera that the guy is holding, the guy on the right is holding, there's no, nothing on the display, on the little screen. It's blank. And he basically just, you know, tears the photo apart. Like, this isn't real. This isn't the suit that we're, you know, going with. We haven't, you know, there's no official images of the suit. This isn't it. This is AI generated. And once he said that, you know, I looked at it and I was like, yeah, you know, he's got a point. I get it. Although I had, in my mind, I had done mental gymnastics to explain these things away. The gentleman on the left that wasn't holding anything, like I said, I thought he was just maybe holding one of those little photo light sensing devices. The gentleman on the right, I did notice that his camera display wasn't on, but just assumed maybe he was using the viewfinder for whatever reason. And as far, I didn't even notice the sweatpants thing. And honestly, I can't tell what that is. It looks like maybe just some fabric or something. I wouldn't even call that the drawstring, but I just assumed that it was part of his ensemble, or maybe he, you know, a lot of times on movie sets, people will be wired for sound, or they'll have batteries and stuff attached to their belts and stuff. So I assume maybe it was something like that. But yeah, I just, they got me. Like, I thought that was real. And I even did, I saw some of the, not all, but I saw some of the things wrong with it. And I did mental gymnastics to, oh, okay, well, no, that's, hey, the guy's probably holding a photo meter, and, you know, the guy just wants to save his battery or something, and that's why the display's not on or whatever. You know, I was doing mental gymnastics basically because I wanted to believe this. I wanted to think, oh, yeah, I'm getting to see the new Superman suit before everybody else, or before it is officially announced. So James Gunn, you know, comes out, debunks it, says, nope, it's not real. You know, I can't believe anybody thought it was real, which made me feel kind of dumb. And basically, yeah, so there it is. And it was one of those things where, even though, I mean, like I said, months ago, just a few months ago, I'm sitting here talking to you right now, just like James Gunn was, saying, like, don't be silly. These pictures of Bigfoot aren't real. Look how silly they look. And then a picture comes out of Superman, and I'm like, oh, that's really Superman. So nobody is immune from this AI stuff. And one of the film critics that I follow, that I watch quite a bit on YouTube, he got into a discussion with his buddy about this very image. And they brought up some points that I didn't even think about. In my thoughts about, because I was very hyper-focused on cryptids and Bigfoot and how AI was going to affect that. But they even expanded on it even further, basically to, like, you know, it's moving over to video. Like, what's going to happen when a video of Trump or Biden or, you know, a governor comes out and they're like kicking a disabled child or a kitten or something, you know, and then, you know, what's going to happen? Because, you know, there's going to be people just like me, just like you, that see these pictures of Bigfoot and Superman, and maybe they're already biased towards either really liking Superman or not liking this politician or whatever. And they're going to see that, and they're going to be, that is 100% true. And even if it's not, like, the damage is done to that person's reputation. You know, they're going to lose votes. They're going to lose support. They're going to lose face, even though it's not even true. Again, you know, like the red shorts. It wasn't a deal breaker for me, but I was like, I probably would have went another way with that. Wouldn't have had the red shorts. Already influencing my opinion of what this film's going to be, if that's what they're doing with the costume design, it's not even real. So that, and then the legal aspects of things, like, okay, you get charged with a crime, you robbed a convenience store on May the 6th at 6 o'clock. Oh, well, no, here you go, Your Honor. Here's a picture of me, or a video of me taking, you know, I'm holding up a newspaper on May the 6th, the evening edition, you know, and I'm like sitting next to my buddy's pool, two cities over. And and that's, maybe that's an AI generated image, you know, like who's going to be able, like every photograph, video, even audio that gets introduced into a court of law. Now, is it going to have to be, analyzed by expert witness to verify its authenticity? Like, is that where it's going to go? Is it getting to that point now? I mean, even now, the stupid movie spoilers and like Bigfoot images, like how long before people start incorporating this into, you know, politics, criminal law, stuff like that? And yeah, it took me aback. I was surprised. One, I was surprised that the photo was that amazing and convincing, and two, I was taken aback that I was fooled by it in the first place. I was like, well, yeah, I guess I should have saw that. But at the same time, I was like, nope, I'm doing mental gymnastics. Like, yeah, okay, the guy's hand's empty. I probably just can't see what's in it. Oh, okay, you know, there's some weird like growth on this guy's back, but it's probably just like a battery pack or something, or his clothes are just bunched funny. And honestly, you know, those aren't super huge leaps in logic. You know, it's not like I'm thinking like, oh, well, that's that way, because, you know, it's not outside the realm of possibility. You know, you've seen pictures of people holding stuff and you can't see what's in their hand. Not that big of a deal, right? But, you know, Beans was wrong on this one. That is not a picture of the new Superman outfit, apparently. And of course, I'm sure there's going to be the conspiracy theorists that are like, that was leaked on purpose to see people's reaction to the red shorts. People didn't like it. So, okay, that's not true. We're going to go back to the drawing board and use this alternate costume that we were thinking about using without the red shorts. I'm sure probably there's some of that going around. It wouldn't surprise me a bit. The thought even crossed my mind myself. Like, well, was this just a test to see what people were open for? You know, was James Gunn like, I am 100% red shorts, and we'll just release a little picture and get a focus group, like, and find out what everybody else thinks. And if it's nay, you know, we've got these other non-short costume that we can implement. But yeah, I am not ashamed to say it. I was fooled. They got me. I got tricked. I got tricked by AI. And honestly, I'm sure it's not going to be the last time. Whether it's Bigfoot comic book movies or just things in general. You know, I've noticed on TikTok, scrolling through, there will be video of like somebody like Joe Rogan, like a podcaster or somebody. And there's something off about the audio. I'm like, this is not right. This is not, it's video of him talking, but it's not him talking. It's something somebody has probably written up and ran through in a voice generator to sound like him. So I've already noticed that kind of stuff going on TikTok, but I've been able to, okay, that's not real. That's not a true conversation. I can tell there's just some things about the speech pattern. It's very stunted. It's very, the inflection's wrong. Like, you can tell. It's not right. But that's the thing. It's going to get better. It's going to get to the point where you can't tell the difference. And it's going to get a little crazy, especially here in the next couple of years, I think. And like I said, with cryptid stuff, like, yeah, we're not going to be able to trust anything that comes out unless it's somebody that, you know, it's somebody that you're like ride or die with, like Will Ulmer and me. Like, if Will shows me something and is like, hey, I got this video and it's 100% legit, I believe my buddy Will, as long as it's something that he captured. Now, if he was like, my buddy captured this and gave it to me, what do you think? I'd be like, it's AI. It's totally AI. But we'll see. We'll see. It's going to get to the point where you're not going to be able to believe your lying eyes. So it's tough times ahead, guys. I don't know what to tell you. I can't even tell the difference between Superman and the AI generated photograph. But yeah, I don't know what to tell you. It's going to be tough times ahead. Anyway, that's all I got for the day. I just kind of wanted to talk about that. It's funny, basically, how I did a video just or a podcast a few months ago about AI and how it's going to be tricking everybody. And, you know, here I am. I got myself by AI. Thankfully, there were people out there who were skeptical of it and debunked it. Well, I mean, James Gunn himself debunked it, which is goes along with my idea of if somebody involved in the thing says it's fake, then you have to believe what they say. You know, I've said several times, like if Bob Gimlin ever comes out and says the PG film is fake, you have to believe what he says. Although I know there's going to be a segment of people that aren't going to believe it. They're going to say, no, he was, under duress or he was hoaxed or, you know, somebody got him to say that. It's going to be super sketch, I think, if something like that comes out after he passes away, because he's not going to be around to confirm or verify what he said and the circumstances under what he said it. But again, I'm probably going to have to lean towards it's not real if something like that comes out. But we'll talk about that if it happens. Hopefully that never happens, but we'll see. You never know. Never say die. You know, the robots are taking over. God knows what's going to happen next. Next episode coming out, hopefully next week. I'm going to try and get it out next week. We'll see. Next episode, I have some never-before-seen breaking news. I have some UAP footage that's going to shake things up. It's going to be amazing. That's all I'm going to say about it. You guys are just going to have to wait and watch it next week. Yeah. Unknown. I've never before seen UAP footage from somewhere in the Pacific Ocean. All right, guys. That's it. Please like and subscribe. Give me a follow on the social medias. You can find me under Alasquatch or Alasquatch or Alasquatch Podcast under most social media platforms. And if you head over to AlasquatchPodcast.com, there's a little store in there and you can buy knickknacks, Alasquatch Podcast t-shirts, books, my three books that I've written, and lots of little stickers. We should sell Snickers. Stickers and knickknacks and things like that. Hopefully, if everything works out all right, I will be at the Monster Fest 2 in Ohio in June. I believe I have a vendor table there. I don't know. I haven't heard anything back from them in a while. So I'm wondering, I'm trying to find the email that verified it. But even if that doesn't work out, I will still show up and hang out with the Sasquatch Experience guys. And if I don't have my own table, you can find me at their table. All right, guys, that's it for this week. Stay tuned for next week. Some crazy UAP actions coming up. And I will talk to you guys later. This is Beans up here in Alaska, and the Beans abides.